Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today is the Feast of St. Paul of the Cross. This is a little interesting story. He was born in Italy, and in his teens, he began to really spend time, a lot of time in prayer. And at 26, while on retreat, he conceived the rule of the Passionist Fathers, an order of men committed to a life of rigorous penance for the sake of preaching to the poor. My goodness, brothers and sisters, God touches us many times in very different ways when he wants us to do something. And most people think, I don't know what that is. But the people who say, yes, Lord, he leads them every step of the way. Brothers and sisters, let's pray for the Passionist Fathers today, and let's remember St. Paul of the Cross. The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. It's a different Paul. Chapter 6, verses 12 to 18. Brothers and sisters, sin must not reign over your mortal bodies, so that you obey their desires. And do not present the parts of your bodies to sin as weapons for wickedness, but present yourselves to God as raised from the dead to life, and the parts of your bodies to God as weapons for righteousness. For sin is not to have any power over you, since you are not under the law, but under grace. Brothers and sisters, I just want to pause there to say, have you been tempted a lot? I have. Have I sinned sometimes? I have. Brothers and sisters, God helps us with this passage, and let me continue it now. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? Of course not. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that although you were once slaves of sin, you have become obedient from the heart to the pattern of teaching to which you were entrusted. Freed from sin, you have become slaves of righteousness. The word of the Lord. How do we get there, brothers and sisters? How do we get there? Well, first of all, we say, Lord, I've sinned. I've made mistakes. Help me. If I need to go to confession, I'll go to confession. But I know I've hurt you. But I want to follow you. I want to see you one day in heaven. Will you help me? Will you help me to follow you? Please, Lord, help me. And then carve out whatever your schedule may be. Carve out at least, start out with 15 minutes a day. Say, Lord, this is what my day is going to look like. Can you help me here? Can you help me there? God hears you. You don't. But God hears you, and he will help you. He will help all of us. The Psalm 124 says, our help is in the name of the Lord. That's what we want to do when we're tempted, when we're sinful. Just stop and say, Lord, please help me. I'm so sorry. Help me. Had not the Lord been with us, let Israel say, had not the Lord been with us when men rose up against us, then would they have swallowed us alive when their fury was inflamed against us. Then would the waters have overwhelmed us. The torrent would have swept over us. Over us then would have swept the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who did not leave us a prey to their teeth. God is right here. Open your heart. We were rescued like a bird from the fowler's snare. Broken was the snare, and we were freed. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. That's Psalm 124. I urge you read that psalm every day, and ask God for help. Now, it'll come in the most unusual ways, sometimes or in the very small, quiet ways. But if you're trying to be attentive, you'll see what God is doing for you. Gospel is the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 39 to 48. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." We don't know, brothers and sisters. We're called to be ready. You say, "Oh, someday I'll get rid of this or that, or I'll quit doing this or that." No, you do not know the day or hour and when the Lord will come. So take your time now. Repent of your sin, so that if you do die, you might spend a little time in purgatory, but you will get to heaven. Brothers and sisters, he loves us. And now we continue. Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent servant whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants to eat and drink and get drunk, then that master servant will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person trusted with more." Brothers and sisters, God is giving us every opportunity to turn around. You might be one of those people who turned this on by mistake and thought, "Oh, I'm a sinner, there's no chance for me. I'll just go ahead and do whatever I want to do." Brothers and sisters, God is giving you an opportunity, I pray, to hear the truth. God's word is living. Do you know that? God's word is active. God's word is sharper than any two-edged sword. His word can pierce our hearts and change our lives for the better. Satan will always try to get an idea or two in there. Just tell him to shut up and get out of there. But when you know it's the Lord, and you will, it's quiet, it's soft, it's sweet. Jesus loves you. He gave his life for you. Stop right there just for a minute. Jesus loves you. He died for you. All we need to do is cooperate with him. And that's hard for some people. And I just want to say, read a little part of the scripture and if every day. And if that part applies in any way to you, write it down or copy it, carry it with you, say it every day. Or if God wants you to change something, then ask him for the grace. And God will come to you. He hears you wherever you are. My dad used to be fixing cars under the cars, and I have the rosary that he used during that time. It was a strong rosary. In fact, I have it with me right now because I saw how he prayed. He was a very hard worker, and he raised us, took care of us. He and my mother did so much good for us, and it made such a difference in our lives that we were led. And finally, as we got a little older, it became more and more and more of a personal relationship with the living God. God will do that for you. In some way, God will reveal himself to you, for he loves you. I know I spent many weeks just telling the Lord, I'd like to see you, but I don't want to die now. Or I'd like to talk to you, or I'd like, you know, as a child, you can say all kinds of things. But I just said, Lord, please, please will you be near me. And so many times in my life, that's what happens, either for good or for taking me away from something that's evil. He's there, and I know it. And I know either get out of there or I need to embrace whatever is in front of me. God will help me. He loves you. He loves me. Oh, brothers and sisters, I wish I could talk to each of you individually. Because I know what life is like. I know the hardships. I know the challenges. I know the difficulties you face. Especially when your husband or your wife dies. It's a hard time, a very hard time. Or you've lost your job. Or you don't have money. Brothers and sisters, there are many hard times among us. Please go first to the Lord and say, Lord, we're in terrible straits. I don't even have money to put food on the table today. Please, will you help us? Please show us. And then just wait and listen. There might be something on the radio, something on a TV. That's how he might speak to you. It can be all kinds of ways that he will speak to you. But brothers and sisters, he loves you. And you know, when I say he loves you, he loves you to the point of dying for you. I was just thinking that early this morning before I came to the radio station today. I was just thinking, he died for me. For me. Oh, God doesn't even know me. Yes, he does. I never talk to God. Well, talk to him. In the silence of your own hearts, in your own quiet space, just say, Lord, I want to know you. Help me. Lord, I want to follow you more closely. I don't know how to do that. Lord, it's hard for me reading scripture. Help me know how much I should read a day. All kinds of things. Ask the Lord. Please, brothers and sisters, I don't mean God's going to come down from heaven and speak to you, but you'll get an inspiration or a nudge, or somebody will lay something beside you and say, hey, take a look at this. And you'll know right away whether it's temptation or whether it's God. Please, brothers and sisters, God speaks to us in many ways. Stay close to him. Don't manufacture anything and don't worry. It may be a year before you hear him, but stay close. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.